On Wednesday, the Supreme Administrative Court in Brno delivered the first ever verdict outlawing a political party in the Czech Republic. It ruled in favour of the government's proposal to ban the far-right Workers' Party on the grounds that it spreads xenophobia and racial hatred. Sarah Borovka has the details.
The head of the Supreme Administrative Court, Vojtěch Šimíček, announcing what was possibly the most awaited verdict this year. The court ruled in favor of the government's proposal to ban the far-right Workers' Party on grounds that the party is a threat to democracy and promotes hatred directed against minorities. Political analyst Miroslav Mareš says the verdict sets an important precedent.
It's very important for the future political culture in the Czech Republic. It's a boundary for the political activities of extremist parties, because they know now that something is admitted and something is against the law of the Czech Republic. Mostly the violent actions, mostly the xenophobic rhetoric and the racist and anti-Semitic attempt of the members of these parties.
A first attempt by the previous center-right government to ban the far-right party failed last year due to a lack of evidence. For the second proposal, the current caretaker government compiled over 100 pages of evidence, as opposed to the 4 pages that were presented along with the first proposal. Among the evidence was an expert assessment of the party's symbols and language that concluded they were reminiscent of the terminology and images of the Third Reich. 28 members of the party were shown to have tight connections to the violent far-right group National Resistance. In addition, a great many police officers who had experienced clashes with members of the Workers' Party at neo-Nazi marches testified in court. At a press conference following the verdict, Interior Minister Martin Pecina thanked all officers who testified in the case.
I want to thank the police of the Czech Republic, most of all the officers who gave testimony at court about what they had seen at events of the Workers' Party. Their attitude and their courage can serve as a good example to us all.
The court reached the conclusion that the party's program, which includes a ban on gay marriages and an end to any financial support for immigrants living in the Czech Republic, violates human rights guaranteed by the Constitution. Although a bad blow to the party, the verdict will not stop its members from running in May's general elections. Party chairman Tomáš Vandas made it clear that he and others intended to run for a party that is closely connected to the dissolved Workers' Party. Miroslav Mareš again.
The real political effect is partially limited, because the party has various possibilities how to realize political activity in the future. The party can found a new subject, or there exists now the Workers' Party of Social Solidarity, and it's a possible successor of the Workers' Party. I think that the contemporary members of the Workers' Party could be in the future something as a martyrs of the movement.
Other political analysts, such as Zdeněk Zbožil, believe that the verdict will send a signal against extremist ideology in general, no matter who promotes it.
Maybe that is the most important decision of the court, is a signal for not only so-called extremist party, but also to the people in parliamentary party who behave like extremists.
That was political analyst Zdeněk Zbořil, ending that report by Sarah Borovka.